live on the internet. Good evening, good afternoon, what time of... For you, it is Wednesday, July the 12th, 2017. And we're only 2 minutes away from the hour. We have people that have joined in on the conference phone line. Thank you all for being here. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, it's Cleo from Connecticut.
Welcome, Cleo.
Thank you so much.
All right. Who else joined in?
Hey, guys. This is Mike Diaz from Los Angeles.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. It's been a while since I heard you last time, I think.
Yes, sir.
All right, good to hear your voice again. And who else has joined in? Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane. Good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, hi.
All right. Anyone else?
Hi, this is Pat in Sacramento.
Hi, Pat. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you for being here. And the next folks that joined in, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Las Vegas.
Hello, John. Welcome. Good evening to you.
Hi, Scott.
The next person, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Prudy in Michigan.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Good evening to you, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Right. Who else joined in? Please say a name and location.
Chico Bob here.
And neighbor Bob, welcome to the call.
Hi, it's Swim. Always a pleasure.
All right. The next person, who's that?
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, welcome to the call, my friend.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Hodge, what's the email address for In the Light?
That is, I believe, in... I need to look at it. I'll give it to you in a moment, all right?
InTheLight.intelligent-infinity.com.
Where do you put the ad at, Wynn?
It's not an email. It's a website. It's a web form.
Oh, okay. Boo-boo on Bob Bob.
All right. Good to hear your voice, Wynn. Welcome to the call. And more people have joined in. Welcome to you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, 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 everybody.
Welcome, Don.
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Good evening.
Hi, guys.
Devin, how are you?
Hi, Deb. Good evening to you.
Hello, hi.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location. We welcome you. Wynn, thank you for being here. I don't see Terry yet. We are live on BBS Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Are you ready to take the mic from me, Wynn?
Yeah, keep talking for a moment, okay?
All right.
Get some more people on the line.
All right.
Also, I'm just putting together the questions for the day. And I see something from Robert. Bob Travers, In the Light didn't work. In the Light didn't work.
That should be for Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch of questions I would like to ask, though.
Well, send one in.
Surely will, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Hi, Michelle. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. Thanks.
Hi,
who
Michelle.
Else? Please... The next person, please say your name and location.
Positive greetings, Hive.
Hey, Raiden. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, sir. Thank
All
you for
right.
being.
Thank you.
And
more people have joined in. If you want to, feel free to say a name and location. Well, thank you all for being here, and I believe that Wynn is tracing Terry.
Terry's not here yet.
She's not. And we had another caller joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Cecil, the C6 Sea Serpent from Seattle.
Hello, Mr. Sea Serpent. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, bye. Hi.
All right.
I should have said sunny Seattle.
All right.
You mean it's not raining up there?
Not today.
Here's Teddy Brown. Hello, Teddy. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining in.
Hi, Heis.
We couldn't do it without you, honey.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we were going to have Cecil Channel.
I don't think
hey.
So. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Cecil.
All right, so we are here with a bunch of folks, a bunch of friends, brothers and sisters, and we have people joining in on the internet through BBS Radio. Win, if it's okay, then we hit it off.
Terry, are you ready?
No, I'm never ready for that. I'm never ready. I'm just there.
I do hear the readiness in your voice, Terry. I believe so.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is July 12th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in sunny Arizona with Cecil in sunny... Where is Cecil?
Seattle.
Seattle. That's what I thought. I love Seattle. It has that one of the greatest, Pike's Peak, I think it's called, one of the greatest little, I should call it a shopping center. I think it's where Starbucks got started. I think. I'm not sure. But tonight is the night when we answer questions that you guys have submitted. And, you know, I'm so glad we're running out of questions. What are we going to do when we run out of questions? Well, we think the world will end. There are no more questions. I think there's kind of an amazing phenomena. Oh, let's see. Here's a question. There's an amazing phenomena that happens here. I got an email from Gabby that wants me to go on Gaia TV again and get on George Dory to talk about my past life. Maybe I'm going to have to get everybody to write them emails. Just hold off on that. But in any case, why do we have dings? Oh, well.
Got the dings.
Let's see if anything last minute came in. No? All right. We get started as we normally do. We do a little invocation in order to bring in protective energy and as a group petition to bring in the higher level holograms. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here on this line and any negativity, and also anybody listening to the replays, listening on the internet, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields, planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection with all of us here on the line, and we invite those sources. Oh, I should say, while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is from, we are a subgroup of Elohim, and the Bow Group that have combined to bring a larger footprint to you to help answer questions that you may have. If we ever see something that doesn't resonate with you, then disregard it because it doesn't apply to you at that time. If we ever answered questions for somebody else and the question is the same as yours, the answer, your answer may not be the same as their answer. We do not come through the telephone line. We don't come over the computer. We come straight to you. Do you have questions?
Yeah. A question from Cleo. And I don't have her city, but this is kind of a general question. Please ask our sources if our level of intelligence changes from one incarnation to the next, or does it usually remain the same? But, you know, I would ask the additional question, does our level of intelligence change during the course of our life, and what causes it to change? Thank you.
Thank you. The level of intelligence, along with a lot of other factors, such as the abilities to communicate, the talents a person has, the artistic ability, the interests of a person generally stays in the same range from lifetime to lifetime. Eventually, sometimes, in some cases, due to diet and mistreatment of the body, abuse, then the intelligence might go down that a person may exhibit. If a person has the best diet and the nutrients, then their intelligence can go up. You asked another question, then what?
Go ahead. Okay.
Why would it change? There are factors such as diet, blockages in the brain caused by toxic metals that doesn't create a change in intelligence, but it creates a change in the ability of the entity to bring through information and thoughts.
Thank you. I would imagine intelligence at a certain level is a 3D manifestation, and it's dependent on various qualities of the brain. Your brain is a computer at one level, and it has memory, it stores things, and then intelligence has to do with how well you can access the computer, how well you can put many factors together and come up with a correct conclusion, how well you can consider many things simultaneously, how well you can comprehend where you read or hear something, and your brain computer can put it together and translate it into more than just words, but into the intent behind the words. So How does...
Yes. We are limited in our range of scope by Terry's ability to express concepts in words, Terry's confront. For instance, we speak many languages, but we do not do it often on the channel because Terry is a gateway and does not understand those languages. The more Terry can step aside, the more we can express universal and tough. Go ahead.
We definitely had at least one situation that I can recall where Terry spoke another language, and there was a lady on the line from another country, and Terry said hello to her, I believe, in the language of that country.
That is correct. That is correct. That was Turkish. And Terry did not know what she was saying, only that the energy was very, very friendly and good. The greater Terry's ability to step aside, the more instances like that we can bring through.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I've just described intelligence as being a process that relates to the brain as a computer. But the brain as a computer was developed through the DNA of the person. So the DNA would carry the potential for intelligence in it, which, as it got into the body of the developing person, because the brain developed according to the DNA imprint. Could we say
yes, this is a limiting factor upon the person's expression, because the body picks up the experiences just as the energy running the body picks up the experiences. And so because the body is made of many intelligences, it is programmed with the experiences, and so does not respond rapidly to change.
Now, over many, many...
This is one of the reasons for the slowness of time in your realm.
I would postulate that over many, many lifetimes, the DNA could become more advanced and the intelligence level could increase.
That is correct.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, from one lifetime to lifetime, the change might be somewhat small. But over many lifetimes, it would be evolving. Okay, thank you. Now, you know, it's very interesting. This happens all the time where we get two people sending questions almost on correlative topics because we have a question from Don Herman here, and his question is, what is the purpose of having the human brain divided into right and left hemispheres with different functions as opposed to functioning harmoniously as a single unit?
Thank you. There are different functions, as you mentioned, between the right and the left hemispheres of the brain. Generally, the right hemisphere handles creativity and creative thought. The left hemisphere generally handles reasoning and logic. And when they are synchronized in sync, then you get the best of all worlds, where you get the logical and the creative working together.
Is the division of the brain into right and left, which it sounds like there's a correlative like between masculine and feminine as well, like with creativity being more feminine quality and logic being more masculine quality, is this just another expression of duality in the physical realm?
The training of an individual has a lot to do with the expression of creativity and the training and education of people. Men can have the creativity aspect as well. Training has an expectation can channel them along the line of development of that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Do most people have one side of their brain more dominant than the other?
Yes.
So,
and again, it depends somewhat on their training.
Yeah. I mean, it's not limited, but habitually they have developed that way. They could shift. Because
yes.
Both sides of the brain are still there. But if they tend to be extremely logical thinker, cause and effect thinker, they're going to emphasize that part of their brain, yes?
Yes.
Okay, but they're not limited to it. That's kind of their preference or their habit.
Yes.
Okay. Don, maybe I'll come back to your second question, okay? Mary Ann in Sedona asks the question about how can she seems to be having weird experiences when she's sleeping and waking up with marks on her body. And of course, this, some people would indicate maybe they're being abducted or some experience like that. She wants to know any clarification on this and if there's anything she can do to protect herself.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We see that there are energies in the area where you live that are intersecting your body and are at night when you're sleeping. We search for the words here. Imparting other energies to your light body, which then lead through into the reuniting with your body, lead through to your physical body. The experiences are not at a memory level, so you do not remember. There is an energy vortex in the area which you live was sleeping that then channel your energy of your light body into another experience, but then leads through into your physical body. How do you protect yourself there may be, if you locate another area, you can find another area that may be more beneficial. We see that the vortex intersects with the place that you live, and it would be interesting to see the experience of other people that have lived there in the past.
So, just to interrupt, this is not about being in Sedona. It's because she lives in the Sedona area. It's a particular place in this area that she lives in.
It is, yes.
Okay. Is this the kind of thing that a house clearing with someone like Fred could help?
It could. If Fred could access the vortex, he might be able to do something. Well, see, it's not even to do with a house. It is to do with underneath the house, with the way the formation of the rocks underneath the house come together.
So does that mean if it's underneath the house, Fred would have a harder time clearing it?
Fred may have a harder time clearing it because the house is the effect, but the vortex is the transmitter.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Question from Raiden. There's a woman who did a healing on him and said most of his problem stemmed from being a merman in Atlantis. And I assume a merman is the male version of a mermaid. And is there any truth to this?
We are laughing. We are picturing the experiments that were done in Atlantis. And the adventurous spirit of Freyden to see how the experiments might give him knowledge or might give him wisdom or added abilities. And taking part in those experiences. So there is some truth to that explanation.
So there was a genetic experiment to take a man, a human, and hybrid him with some kind of fish that ended up with mermaids and mermen?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, it was not totally successful, however, which created problems.
When we hear about mermaids today, are they the derivative of these experiments that are still existing?
we look, we we see vestiges of them, however, later on in Egypt, it will a huge project to eliminate unsuccessful hybrids.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question from Dharmananda in Boulder Creek, California. And did I come here with a sole purpose or a karma to clear? And if so, can you give me some clues on what it is and how to do it?
Thank you. We see that your wording is not exactly correct, that you, in past lives, picked up there's a word, this energy that was Terry has a very simple vocabulary. Sometimes it is hard to express bringing through of distortions from the past life as the energies got diffused and unclarified and picked up distortions from someone is calling. Hello? Does everybody hear me?
We hear you.
Someone is calling.
Okay, let's just hold space until they go away.
It is either Morgan or Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And now I need to get back into it. Could you repeat the question?
We're talking about Dharmananda, and did I come here with a sole purpose or karma to clear?
It became a purpose for you to clear after you experienced problems in some past lives to do with your hips. And then your attention became focused on it. And you really experienced, due to the expression of the energy that you experienced and the problems you experienced in more than one past life, you again focused on that and brought it through into this life. It has something to do partially with your diet, not having enough negative ions to keep the body healed, not having enough vitamins to be able to keep the body in top shape. It is a carryover from past energies into this life. Is your attention became focused on that, and it became a goal to heal it. The problem, in order to achieve that status state, the problem needed to be recreated. moving into the 12th dimension of God before the formation of energies that are fixed in the third density and being able to change energies before it gets to the third density will help. Once the body has that in its sphere, then it is, or can be, harder to heal. When you have the goal of healing something, you have put it there, and then you have to overcome the thing that has been put there.
It seems to me that karma exists at a certain timeline, at a certain dimension, probably a higher dimension than the 3D dimension, because it holds it energetically with soul between lifetimes. But if one can move their consciousness above the timeline of the karma, or what we're calling karma, then it seems to me you can dissipate the karma.
Yes, we remind you of certain experiments that have been done when with somebody that had a multiple personality. When one personality came in, the person had diabetes, and when that entity defocused and another entity focused, the body no longer had diabetes. So the soul, the light body, carries some of these distortions.
Thank you. If somebody like Dharmananda was going to approach how to access a higher timeline so he could clear some of his karmic stuff, and I know he has some physical disabilities, is that possible?
Yes, but you would also, Dharmananda, you would need to supply the body to maintain the healing with the nutrients necessary to heal and keep the body healed. And then, for instance, the cartilage that has been lost would need to be rebuilt. This could happen rapidly if you have the proper B vitamins, vitamin C, the proper utilization of minerals, zinc, copper. These would be a great help to you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from Edna. She is asking questions about, in history, there was a group called the Children of the Law of One.
Yes, we smile when you say that. We smile.
Okay.
Yes.
She does not mention this, but the Children of the Law of One were talked about in the Edgar Cayce readings. And they talked about Edgar Cayce talked about in Atlantis, there were two groups. There were the Children of the Law of One and the Sons of Belial.
Yes.
And it seemed to me the children of the law of one, Edgar Casey never said that, this, but I took all the indications were connected with the Ra group. And the sons of Belial were kind of the satanic group. Okay, so it was the same, similar polarization to partially with what exists today in the world. Perhaps, you know, and Edna says she believes she was part of the Children of the Law of One group, and she wants to know more about it and how it got started, and any clarification. Am I correct?
Yes, it was information that was passed down generation after generation, civilization after civilization, through the people that knew about the Law of One. Plato was one of the people that passed information down to him about the Law of One. The information goes back thousands and thousands of years, 30,000, 36,000 years ago, when the Ra group brought through information about the Law of One and about the paths and different states a person could get into as they move through their life.
Thank you. So the Ra group was connected with the Children of the Law of One, yes?
Yes.
And the other group was connected. And the other group was connected with the dark energy, service to self energies.
That is correct. So they followed Baal over thousands of years. It was service to self, the attempt to gain magical abilities that were promised by Baal. They held their audience, their members, by the promise of manipulation of the laws of the earth plane, physical laws, to be able to manipulate reality in a self-serving way, to make them seem above others, to have existential perceptions and abilities that others did not have.
Did these groups exist simultaneously and leave each other alone, or were they kind of polarized with each other?
The Law of One did not polarize, but the Baal group tended to be jealous of their abilities and wish to take people from the Law of One group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Edna asks, what did this group do, and how long they stayed together in the history of the earth, and did they make a difference in the lives of others while they were alive?
They were one of the groups that passed down the information went down through generations, and shows itself today in the teachings of some groups, but directly is coming through from the rap group to Carla Rucker, and from aspects of the rap group to Jim McCarty.
Mm-hmm. So the rap, the LL research is to some extent an expression of the Children of the Law of One.
That is correct.
Yeah. And probably we are talking to the Elohim, so there's a different aspect to our group, but somewhere there's probably also a connection with the Children of the Law of One.
The Law of One is a true principle, so one cannot get away from it no matter where they go.
Right.
It is okay. Running in the background.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, adding another question to this, Edgar Cayce mentioned something called the White Brotherhood oftentimes, and I was not sure of the White Brotherhood. I wasn't sure if they were an aspect of the rock group or if they were perhaps a compromised group. Can you give any clarification on that?
It is a lower level group, and has branches. We are not connecting strongly with them at this time to bring through information.
Mm-hmm. So they were not necessarily connected with the Ra group or distantly connected.
They're a lower level group. Mm-hmm. We see that some of their members were from the Ra group, expressing lifetimes in lower levels. That is our answer.
Thank you. Well, anyone's wondering, life in the universe is complex because just like there are like billions of people on this planet that all have their own little ideas and their own directions, when you move up to the universe, you're getting into when you look at the universe, you probably have multi billions or trillions of situations. They're all different, and they're all evolving, and they're all got their own little shtick, and it's not simple. Next question, Rich Buckley. You know, Rich, you sent me another question to ask that I didn't go back far enough to find for today. If you quickly send it, I might be able to fit it in. And Rich is asking, are the Elohim saying that I'm the same dummy in between life as I am in 3D now?
They are laughing. This is Jerry. Okay. All right, let me go back here. You are the same person. You travel between lives in your life body. So you are the same being from lifetime to lifetime, expressed in different ways as your training and your talents and your genetics merge with you. And each lifetime is a learning experience, and you have lessons put before you. We do not think of you as a dummy. To us, this is, we are laughing.
It seems to me that when you're in between lives, you know, there's qualities that you may not have when you're in a 3D body, like discernment. It's hard to figure things out. It's hard to not get deceived. It's hard to make the right decisions. Now,
well,
when you
are in between lives, you have a whole different set of parameters. People cannot hear you. People cannot see you. Generally, although some people can. It is hard to get used to operating in your life body.
Can you get very lonely in between lives, since you can't?
Yes, if you are a ghost and you speak to people and you do not answer, but if you are in your light body and you travel in that tunnel of light to the heavenly realm, you can be spoken with and have a life review, and you can have a very rewarding, satisfying world experience.
So you can meet your relatives, your friends that are up there.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And you can stay there for quite some time, obviously.
As long as you want, yes.
As long as you want. So
yes.
That's kind of like why it's called a heaven realm, right?
Yes. It is a place to relax, a place to meditate, a place to learn, a place to meet friends, to experience all.
Is it in 4D?
Gosh, it is similar to here, in that the dimensions are available to access as a person has the desire and experience and ability to access them. There are classes in how to travel, how to negotiate, how to be multidimensional, how to think out of the box, to be creative.
Sex?
Pardon?
How about sex?
Yes, there is sex there.
That's an important question for Hive. When people leave this realm, if they were highly sexual or needed sex to feel balanced, and they get to the higher realms, will all of those things transfer to the higher realms as well?
Yes, as they're carried in the light body.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to be seeking. If they don't go to the higher realms, they'll be traveling as a ghost with all of those feelings, yes?
Yes. Which can be very lonesome, as you mentioned.
Yeah. And if you go to the higher realms, you can actually express them, right?
That is correct. You can take a partner and can have delightful experiences in the Ohio route.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we've hit most of the questions for tonight. Let us 6:55. So we're going to say goodnight to everybody. And thank you all. We're getting really good questions. Thank you all for your questions. And we will meet you over at Whole Planet Healing in very shortly. Okay?
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, Terry. Win.
Thanks, Win and Terry.
Thank you.
Thanks from Seattle.